WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 58 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan residents can look for a future public meeting regarding zoning regulations involving new housing for college students. Bryan Councilman Ruben Marine brought up the subject that was originally discussed in a joint meeting of the Bryan Business Council and Planning Zoning Commission during yesterday's council workshop.
One of the hot topics, of course, are the stealth dorms, ag shacks. So I believe our next step on that is to have another public meeting and get feedback from the citizens.
Supporters for another public meeting included Mayor Andrew Nelson and Councilman Mike Sutherland. The Bryan City Council was notified yesterday of major changes at what used to be known as the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
We have changed our name from the Bryan College Station Convention and Visitors Bureau to Experience Bryan College Station.
President Shannon Overby says the name change reflects the agency no longer staffing a visitor center and their work extending beyond bringing more than conventions to the Twin Cities. The agency's new board chairman Jim Ross asked for financial support as the number of hotel rooms has nearly doubled from 3,400 4 years ago to more than 6,000. Bryan police continue to investigate a crash during the afternoon commute yesterday that injured 6 people. It has not been determined who had the right of way when a car and an SUV collided at MLK in the southbound freeway service road. The driver of the car and 5 children inside the SUV were injured. Multiple agencies responded to a house fire yesterday during thunderstorm activity south of Curtin. Brazos County Sheriff's Deputy Nathan Dennis says whether the fire started by a lightning strike is being investigated. Dennis says a woman was treated at the scene for minor smoke inhalation. She and a child were credited with using a family evacuation plan. The home had heavy smoke damage but minimal fire damage. Volunteer firefighters from Precinct 3 and elsewhere in the county, along with units from the Bryan Fire Department, responded. A veteran Bryan School District administrator is retiring at the end of the school year. That's the principal at Bonham Elementary the last 20 years, Ken Newbold. Online at WTAW.com is a link to an online survey created by BISD that will be used in the selection of the next Bonham principal. Representatives of the Sexual Assault Resource Center of the Brazos Valley step up awareness efforts during April, which is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Executive Director Martha Opperstini told Brazos County Commissioners yesterday that presentations are given to kindergarten through college-age students throughout the center's 7-county service area.
Actually had 393 presentations this past year, and we're in front of almost 15,000 young people in our communities. So I think it's a good start, and we're working really hard at making sure that we can spread this awareness and this understanding.
Details about the center's upcoming activities are online at sarcbv.org. Heading down the home stretch of this year's United Way of the Brazos Valley Community Campaign comes another invitation to participate. President Allison Prince says with some corporate gifts yet to come in, the campaign is at $577,000 towards a goal of $700,000. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6 o'clock. It's 58 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Wondering what to do with your kids this summer? Brazos Family Magazine's upcoming spring summer issue features over 100 activities to keep your kids busy and keep you sane. In Brazos Family Magazine, you'll get to know local families, read about future special events, and get advice from local experts on parenting, education, and child health. To advertise your business in Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Have you been told that you have the TV or radio up too loud? Do you often ask others to repeat themselves? You might have a hearing loss. Audible Hearing Centers will help you hear clearly. Now is your chance to win a free hearing aid system from Audible Hearing Centers. You heard that right. One WTAW listener will win a free hearing aid system. Go to WTAW.com and enter the Hear Clearly giveaway. You could win free hearing aids, and everyone who enters will receive a special offer from Audible Hearing Centers. Don't miss your chance to win a free hearing aid system at WTAW.com.
And we're going to give that away on the 14th, so sign up if you haven't. All right, let's do weather, shall we? It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Satellite photo showing quite a bit of cloudiness over the region this morning. There may be some patchy fog in a few spots. The clouds will thin, allowing for some filtered sunshine today. But as the day goes on, we'll see an increased chance for a shower or a thunderstorm during the afternoon, 80 to 85. Clouds tonight, 60 to 65. Partly sunny and breezy tomorrow, 80 to 85. Lots of clouds tomorrow night. We'll stay partly to mostly cloudy Friday with scattered showers, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggie baseball team took down Abilene Christian last night. We'll hear from Coach Rom Childress on the win. Meanwhile, senior Curtis Knox earned the team's MVP award last night at the women's basketball banquet. And we'll take a look at the details behind the Rangers' loss to the Angels and the Astros' win over the Mariners. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There may be some fog. There is here. There's plenty of fog out there this morning.
Oh, yeah.
So plan accordingly.
Be careful.
But we'll have filtered sun. How fun is that?
May not even make 80 today, but we'll see. And yesterday, that was some pretty good rain for a while.
It was.
Mm-hmm. I think about a little more than an inch and a half at the airport. So, of course, nobody lives at the airport. Okay. So for adults only, chocolate bunnies, they were unveiled in England just in time for Easter, because after all, the most important time of year in the Christian faith, we definitely
want to celebrate with adult-only bunnies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, British model Penny DeBlois dressed up in a revealing bustier made entirely of chocolate this week to promote Playboy magazine.
Happy Easter!
Exactly. Once again, exactly what you want to happen.
Mm-hmm.
The costume was made from 11 pounds of dark chocolate, with white chocolate mixed in for the lace accents, if you will. Penny had to walk extremely carefully to keep the bustier from splitting open. There's probably video of it out there.
Oh, I'm sure.
That's what the internet is for. And the adult magazine kicks off its adults-only Easter egg hunt. That'll be happening tomorrow in London. Once again, another project that I'm sure video will be readily available for.
It's likely.
Oh, I don't even want to know what's inside the eggs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
don't want to know.
Definitely.
Okay. Yeah.
Info.
Mation. That's a great way to start a Wednesday.
I know. Well, it's
happy hump day.
That's right. Well, it's Monday, Wednesday too, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's all part of the Easter thing.
It's all part of
maybe
it.
Monday, Thursday, and then Good Friday.
Right. That's
how it works. Okay.
Celebrate Jesus Christ.
Yeah, by having bustiers made out of
dark chocolate.
BMW of Brazos Valley invites you to Spring Black Friday every weekend in April. Lease a well-equipped BMW 3 Series for just $299 a month, or lease a BMW X1 for just $299 a month. Your choice for less than $300 a month. That's like $75 a week. Experience the difference at the completely remodeled service waiting area, or be a VIP with BMW loaner cars available while your vehicle is being serviced. And did you know that BMW of Brazos Valley has over 50 certified pre-owned BMWs to choose with a $1,500 college grad rebate? Your hard work can be rewarded with a $1,500 rebate on any of our certified pre-owned BMWs. Over 50 to choose. So remember, lease a BMW 3 Series or X1 for just $299 a month, or drive away with some extra cash in your pocket in one of over 50 certified pre-owned BMWs. It's Spring Black Friday at Brazos Valley BMW.
Hey, good morning, 614 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. All right, it's day 102. This is April the 12th. Got 263 days to go. It is Walk on Your Wild Side Day.
Ooh, on your wild side.
History is full of those who have utterly changed the world by refusing to be constrained by the should-bes and other stuff. Instead, they turned their eyes to the sun and gathered their most creative and inspired souls and charged into the world.
So if that means going barefoot at work, go for it.
There you go.
This is your day, your justification to do that. It's also National Licorice Day.
Okay.
Which can happen in a lot of different things. You know,
true.
In Europe, licorice is a big deal.
Yeah.
Uh,
Which is why their teeth are so great.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course.
Remember going to a candy shop that had tons of different kinds of licorice. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have maybe two or three choices.
I'm a fan of Twizzlers.
Okay, see, and that's the red one. You
right,
know, and
right.
That works.
Both the original and the pull and peel.
Okay, and they've done a lot of different. I mean,
they have.
Oh, yeah.
I remember
buying. Because there's like the basic cherry, I think, and then they have strawberry.
Exactly right. One of my kids really likes that, and I think we got him a 5-foot Twizzler.
Ooh,
once.
Nice.
Wow.
That's fun. How about this? Grilled cheese sandwich day.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, remember, number one comfort food.
That's exactly right. And as we've discussed, any number of ways to make it your own.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do anything you want. Some tips for making the best grilled cheese. Grilled blue cheese and bacon sandwich.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Grilled ham, brie, and blue cheese sandwich.
Yum. Mm.
Ham and cheese Frenchie. Ham and cheese with a twist, south of the border grilled cheese, grilled turkey and fontina sandwich.
Okay.
And the hot turkey Swiss and Dijon sandwich.
Nice.
So, all right.
I think grilled cheese was one of the first things I learned to cook on my own, like using the stove.
I think same for me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Eggs.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and you end up having something that, look what you created.
Exactly.
Right there. That was you. All right, so, and we got some birthdays.
We got some birthdays. Saoirse Ronan is 23, Oscar nominee for Brooklyn and Atonement, apparently.
Okay.
Country singer Jesse James Decker is 29 today.
Oh, yeah, she sings this really cool wedding song.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. Another Decker, Brooklyn Decker, is 30.
Ah, Andy Roddick's wife.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Let's see. Matt McGorry is 31 from How to Get Away with Murder, plays Asher.
Oh, okay.
Country singer Easton Corbin is 35 today. Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Claire Danes is 38.
Oh, there you go.
From Showtime's Homeland.
Exactly.
Yeah. Jennifer Morrison is 38, plays Emma Swan on Once Upon a Time.
Okay.
And was also on How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, yeah.
Shannon Doherty is 46.
Yeah.
And she's done a lot of stuff.
She's had a full life.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. 311 singer Nick Hexum is 47. I'm a big 311 fan, so I had to throw that one in.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Vince Gill is 60.
Wow.
Vince.
Yeah. Andy Garcia, 61.
All right.
Yeah, pretty cool. David Cassidy, 67.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
David Cassidy.
He's 67?
Yeah, the Partridge Family. Wow.
He looks older than 67.
I haven't seen him lately, yeah.
Okay. David Letterman is 70.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's got that beard now.
Got a full beard.
Yeah, that post-talk show beard.
Yeah.
Ed O'Neill. Uh-huh. Is 71
okay.
from Modern Family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
John Kay is 73 from Steppenwolf,
you know,
Born to Be Wild.
He owns all that music.
He does.
He was kind of ahead of his time when he did that.
Very cool.
Yeah, he's still getting some mailbox money from that.
Yeah. And Herbie Hancock, 77.
Scott Turow, he's written a book or two. He's 68. If you remember Josephine the Plumber from years ago, I think... Comet commercials, you know, for cleaning the sink. Jane Withers, that actress, is 91 and still alive.
Wow.
So there you go. All right, it's 619.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Look, I have no idea what is going on inside the White House. I know that every alt-left propaganda destroyed Trump media group is out there. Bannon's in, Bannon's out. Reince is in, Reince is out. Kellyanne's in, Kellyanne's out. Ivanka, Jared, and this. And I don't know what's going on in there, and it doesn't matter to me. Now, I know that this is a media obsession, focusing, fixating who's up, who's down, who's staying, who's going. I don't care. There's been talk about a New York more liberal group trying to pull the president to the middle of the left, Steve Bannon and others trying to get him to stay on his conservative message. Here's what I know about the president that I can speak from personal experience. Donald Trump is his own guy. Donald Trump makes his own decisions.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, this will sound like a horror story, but for some people, it's reality during tax season. Now, imagine you head to the mailbox after doing your taxes. You reach in, you get get rid of all the junk mail, then you pull out the item you've been waiting so long for, only to get a huge shock. In other words, someone's already filed for your return. Now, you probably didn't know that identity thieves could use your personal information to file for your refund or commit other forms of identity theft. In fact, the IRS identified approximately $4.1 billion in suspected identity theft tax refund fraud just in 2016 alone. Thankfully, there's LifeLock. With LifeLock, you have access to a team of U.S.-based specialists who know the steps to take and the calls to make to fix any identity issue. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor every transaction of every business. Join now. You get 10% off when you visit LifeLock.com/Hannity or just call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use the promo code Hannity. LifeLock.com/Hannity. LifeLock.com/Hannity and you save money.
What can inspire me?
Drive me. What can make me the person I have the potential to become?
A thinker.
A leader.
A doer.
What can challenge me to grow?
And awaken something deep inside me.
What can ignite me?
Art can.
Make sure your child has access to an arts education and learn how the arts can help them perform in school and in life. Visit artcantexas.org today. Sponsored by the Texas Cultural Trust and the Houston Endowment.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniac, 621. Great Britain doesn't exist in Slovakia.
Oh, okay.
There's an institution, it's a little strange. There's an institution with a power to issue fines of up to $7,000 for those who would disagree. The State Geodesy, Cartography, and Cadastry Authority has warned Slovakian media that a 1995 law says that the country that comprises England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland may only be called the United Kingdom of Great Britain, Northern Ireland, or United Kingdom for short. But you can't say just Britain or Great Britain.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
It's illegal.
Oh.
It is illegal. They will fine you for doing this. The authority says it plans to organize training of the proper terms before they start imposing the fines.
Wow.
The British Embassy, for their part, a little bit concerned about maybe they will run afoul of the law because they're them. Can't they call themselves anything they want?
Right?
See the kind of world we live in now? It's very, very strange. Some country tells another country, you can't be called this in our country, even if you, the country yourself,
right,
wants to call yourself
that. Yeah, that's bizarre.
It's like going, all right, Chelsea, if you call yourself Chelsea, we're going to fine you.
We're going to fine you.
Can't do that.
Maybe it's a revenue stream for them. Maybe that's where they're going with that. All right, 623.
Speed trap. Okay with your money now. Despite an abject apology from CEO Oscar Munoz yesterday, United Airlines' parent company is still dogged by the video seen around the world of a passenger being dragged off an overbooked flight Sunday. The outrage and scorn across social media translated into a brutal day for stock shares yesterday. United shares came off their worst levels but closed the day down just over 1%, wiping some $250 million off its market capitalization. American Airlines Group was up 4% after releasing traffic results. First, we hear about a dead bat in a package of Fresh Express salad mix sold in Miami last week. Now, a Maryland couple says they found a live scorpion in a bag of fresh spinach from their local Giant food store. The store says it's working with its supplier, but no recall's been issued. Investors are eyeing geopolitical tensions and not making big moves. Stocks ended the day almost unchanged. The Dow gave back 6 points, the Nasdaq dropped 14, and the S&P 500 shed 3. Futures are pointed up. That's your money now.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-732-1515 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-732-1515. That's 800-732-1515. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Well, I don't do a whole lot of stories involving sports in the bit of info since I report the sports a little bit later on, but this one's really about the beer. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. Now, few things go better together than baseball and beer, am I right? Well, the Atlanta Braves are starting in a new ballpark this season, and they're offering something no one has ever done. They've got a beer that's brewed out of baseball bats. Not sure why you'd want to drink that, but a brewery called the Terrapin Beer Company from Athens, Georgia, takes the excess wood that gets shaved off when baseball bats are made, and they use it to age the beer. That's pretty interesting. According to one reviewer, it actually tastes pretty good. Now, the beer's only going to be available at the stadium, so don't be looking for it on the shelves of any grocery-torium anytime soon or anything like that. But if you find yourself in Atlanta watching the Braves, give it a try. Let me know how it works out for you. Also, another pretty cool thing is starting today over on the website, WTAW.com, if you want to listen to a backlog of all of the bits of info, I've got them up there for you. You can listen to them starting from the beginning. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Good morning, it's 626 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking the weather, brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for over 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. High today, about 79. You got some fog out there to contend with this morning, so make your plans accordingly for when you have to get to someplace. 62 for a low tonight. Sunshine then cranks back in here. We're going to have highs in the lower to mid-80s as we charge on through the weekend. Right now they're saying out to Sunday there's a 40% chance of showers out there, but the high is going to be 84 degrees. So we'll see how all that plans out. Again, watch for the fog. Northeasterly winds at 5, and we've got 58 right now.
Spring Black Friday is here at College Station Ford Lincoln with door-busting savings on all SUVs. Get 12 grand total savings on Ford Expeditions. Yes, I said 12 grand total savings. The remodel at College Station Ford is nearing completion, but the savings are here now. Extra SUVs have been ordered, and we are discounting them thousands. Like 2017 Expeditions starting less than $29,000. A new 2017 Expedition for just $28,364. Or lease a new Ford Edge for just $299 a month. Less than $300 for a new Ford Edge. And new 2017 Ford Explorer start at just $24,995. That's a new Explorer for less than $25,000. Big discounts, low payments, and doorbuster pricing. You get it all at College Station Ford Lincoln. Don't miss Spring Black Friday going on now at College Station Ford Lincoln. Find out more at collegestationford.com. That's collegestationford.com.
When your fingers get wet, the skin gets wrinkled. But why does no other skin on your body do that? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
Humans have excellent color vision, and it's long been thought that we have that to help us find food in the wild in order to survive.
And I was able to provide evidence that, no, your color vision is in fact really peculiar, and it turns out to be optimized for seeing blood in the skin.
Mark Changizi, author of the book Harnessed.
When you blanch and blush in your face, you have all the kinds of facial color changes that happen as your emotions change. But to see those color changes, you have to have special kind of color vision in order to capture it. And we have exactly the kind of color vision that allow us to see that. So color, at the end of the day, is really, in primates, all about emotions and the moods of others in our midst.
Ever wonder why your fingers wrinkle when they get wet?
Traditionally, people think that it's due to some kind of natural physical reaction to what happens when water hits your fingers. Of course, the rest of your body doesn't wrinkle when it's wet, so it's not clear why that would make sense in the first place. And also, when water absorbs in something, it typically makes it swell, not get wrinkly. The story is, you know, if you're a primate, then when it would rain, grip is very important. And when you're reaching out and gripping things, if it's wet, then you'll hydroplane unless you have the right kind of treads.
So the theory is your fingers wrinkle to create treads.
What we did was we worked out what would the optimal channel shapes be? And in fact, when we worked that and then we tested real wrinkled fingers, of all the infinitely many possible wrinkles they could have, they have the wrinkle shapes that match what you'd expect if these things are, in fact, treads.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 58 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan College Station no longer has a Convention and Visitors Bureau.
As you know, we have a new office in just a couple of months. We no longer will serve as the visitor center, so we kind of needed to get rid of the visitor part of the name. And conventions is not all we do.
President Shannon Overby told the Bryan City Council yesterday the agency is now called Experience Bryan College Station. The new board chairman, Jim Ross, said hotel owners need the city's support more than ever after increasing the number of rooms from 3,400 in 2013 to more than 6,000.
If we can get another 47,000 room nights, that's a big deal to them. And so we need your support to be able to do that.
The council was also told the agency replaced its former marketing consultant with a group of companies. Their executive board has expanded from 5 to 7 members, and there is cross-representation with the Downtown Bryan Association. Future construction of new housing for college students in Bryan may include additional regulations. During yesterday's council workshop, Ruben Marine brought up the idea of a future public hearing about what he called stealth housing in ag shacks. Supporters include Mayor Andrew Nelson and Councilman Mike Sutherland.
I'm glad to hear about that. I saw a house going up on T Street, which I thought was absolutely insane. And we need to look into that.
Yes, sir.
I'll leave it at that for now.
Amen for that.
Marine says the idea came up during a joint meeting of the Bryan Business Council and the Planning and Zoning Commission. There will be at least one new principal in the Bryan School District next year. 20-year Bonham Elementary principal Ken Newbold has announced his retirement. Newbold spent more than 26 years in Bryan ISD and more than 30 years in public education. BISD has created an online survey for Bonham parents and staff, along with community members, to identify the traits that they'd most like to see in Bonham's next principal. A link to that survey is on our website at WTAW.com. 5 children in an SUV were among those injured in a 2-vehicle crash yesterday afternoon. Bryan police report the children were among 9 people in a Tahoe involved in a collision with a car at the intersection of the southbound freeway frontage road and MLK. The SUV was going south and the car was headed west. Investigators have not determined who had the right of way. The driver of the car, who was also injured, was ticketed for not having a driver's license. The driver of the SUV was ticketed for having 5 unrestrained passengers. Thunderstorm activity south of Curtin yesterday with lightning may have been responsible for a house fire. Brazos County Sheriff's Deputy Nathan Dennis says 2 people were in the house, which sustained heavy smoke damage and minimal fire damage.
One female was treated for minor smoke inhalation, but was treated at the scene and not transported. We were very pleased to see that they had an emergency plan in place. The kids follow through with that.
Volunteer firefighters from Precinct 3 and elsewhere in the county, along with units from the Bryan Fire Department, were at the scene. The end of April means the end of the community campaign for United Way of the Brazos Valley. President Allison Prince says with some corporate gifts still to come in, the campaign has reached $577,000, which is short of the goal of $700,000.
Right now, our campaign's not performing as well as we had hoped it would. We're a little bit behind on our goal. And so it's time to kind of look at yourself and say, do I want to be a part of this fight? And do I want to join with these amazing organizations fighting every single day in our community?
Details on how to make a contribution or to arrange a presentation are online at uwbv.org. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. That means representatives of the Sexual Assault Resource Center of the Brazos Valley are, among other things, visiting county commissioners throughout their 7-county service area. Executive Director Martha Opperstini thanked Brazos County commissioners yesterday for supporting their counseling program.
In 2016, we served over 550 clients. Of those, 256 were brand new. And of those 157 we met at the hospital the day of or shortly after the incident that occurred.
Upcoming activities includes the Shining for Survivors Dinner and Awards Ceremony on the 25th. More information is on the agency's website at sarcbv.org. The Texas Senate has approved bills exempting victims and witnesses of sexual assaults from being punished under university code of conduct rules and making it easier to report such assaults anonymously and online. Senator Charles Schwertner, who represents Brazos County, said on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, it's time to end what he calls a culture of silence.
I do want to recognize A&M that they were on the forefront of this with their step in, stand up against sexual assault endeavor, and I think that's shows a lot of foresight on the part of President Young.
Moving to the House following a 30-1 vote, the legislation would require universities to provide website links to anonymously report assaults, and victims and witnesses would be exempted from being punished for underage drinking and other school code violations. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 58 degrees. You can call or text us to be part of the show at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, we believe that the relationship between a doctor and a patient should be just that, a relationship. So when 9 out of 10 patients rated our physicians as excellent in a recent survey, we know the reason. Because when we focus on the little things, it makes the biggest difference in your care. Schedule your appointment today at chisaintjoseph.org. Results based on HealthStream survey of CHI St. Joseph Health patients collected between April and June 2016.
With the John Deere 5045E tractor from Sioux Falls Prater, you're able to load more, lift more, do more, and save more. Right now, get 0% financing for 84 months on a 5045E with two-wheel drive and an open operator station. That's one low monthly payment that's going to pay you back in powerful John Deere performance and peace of mind with the no-cost five-year warranty. Learn more at cptractor.com.
Offer ends 5/1/17, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Warranty restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Who's going to take the stage May 6th at College Station Starlight Music Series? You decide through the Voters' Choice Contest. Check out the contenders and cast your vote at cstx.gov/starlight. Voting ends April 15th. Vote today at cstx.gov/starlight.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Over 3,700 satisfied customers will tell you Anchor Foundation Repair makes sure your home foundation is solid. Anchor Foundation Repair fixes all types of foundations, and every single home Anchor Foundation Repair treats is backed with a lifetime transferable guarantee. We're not the cheapest, but we are the best, most reliable foundation company in the Brazos Valley. For more information, call 690-2020 or click anchorfoundationrepair.com.
Good morning. It's 6:39. Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Got some weather for you, brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Clouds and some patchy fog this morning. Some breaks of sunshine developing as the day goes on. 80 to 85 by evening. We could have an isolated shower or a thunderstorm. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 60 to 65. Partly sunny and breezy for tomorrow, 80 to 85. Tomorrow night, skies are cloudy. Lows are 60 to 65. And we'll stay fairly cloudy Friday with a chance of showers and a high of 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Coach Rob Childress on the Aggie baseball team's win over Abilene Christian last night. Meanwhile, the Astros took down the Mariners in Seattle while the Rangers fell to the Angels on the road. And in the NBA, the Nuggets beat the Mavericks last night, but the real story was the honorary Maverick, Tony Romo. I'll have the details on Mark Cuban's ill-fated plan to sign Romo permanently coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, he's probably going to run for president. And
probably.
Oh, Mark Cuban?
Yeah.
Thought we were talking about Tony Romo.
No, Mark Cuban.
Well, at this point, anything's possible for Romo. Am I right?
Yeah, well, he's... and, you know, there's some people who think that he still wants to play. You know, he's got a little Brett Favre in him. He's liable
you
to
never know.
Hang up and then come back again.
Well, that's what everybody was saying before he got, you know, released from the Cowboys, was that he wanted to still play. He still wanted to try to get a ring somewhere, if not the Cowboys. So
he's brittle, okay?
Yeah. I
mean, he's very brittle.
I don't think that he needs to be out there doing that kind of
stuff. As a Texans fan, with them talking about possibly moving him over there, yeah. I was terrified.
Well, yeah.
I mean, we need a quarterback.
There's
but,
no doubt. Yeah, know. There's no doubt. Anyway, so we'll see. But, you know, Cuban, and he's a smart guy. I mean, you know, he made $1 billion. That's pretty cool. But you know, he's on that Shark Tank show.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, he's the quietest of the sharks. I don't know if you've watched that.
Yeah,
or not,
he is.
So maybe he's trying to set himself up to not be as bombastic as Trump was when he decides to run for president. But I'm almost sure. And if I'm not mistaken, he's married to an Aggie. So,
all
right.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think so. I think the story I had heard was that he made his plane available to the A&M basketball team a couple of times.
Oh, wow.
And, so that the connection was his wife's an Aggie. So, well, we'll check that out sometime. All right, so Sean Spicer. So he's talking yesterday. Assume you've heard it. If you haven't, this is the spokesperson for the White House.
You look, we didn't use chemical weapons in World War II. You know, you had someone as despicable as Hitler who didn't even sink to using chemical weapons.
Quote, Hitler didn't even sink to the level of using chemical weapons. What did you mean by that?
I think when you come to sarin gas, he was not using the gas on his own people the same way that Assad is doing. I mean, there was clearly, I understand your point. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. There was not in the, he brought him into the, to the Holocaust Center. I understand that. But I'm saying in the way that Assad used them, where he went into towns, dropped them down to innocent into the middle of towns, it was brought to it. So the use of it, I appreciate the clarification there. That was not the intent.
The Holocaust Center? Yeah, this just...
Are you referring to the gas chambers,
yeah,
sir?
Yeah, this, I mean, like, what a dumpster fire.
Whole.
Yeah.
And, you know, at some point he just... And look, we speak extemporaneously here all the time. It's not nearly to the level of the importance that he does, clearly.
Right.
But we'll misspeak. Everybody misspeaks. We've all done that.
Sure.
And but where did his brain completely turn off?
Yeah.
That he would say that. And I don't know how he's defended. Clearly, there are people who've called for his resignation because of this. Now, later on, he's on, and in the midst of this, of course, Nancy Pelosi hops on it for political reasons, sure, because, you know, that's what politicians do.
Yeah, they've been waiting for their moment. Yeah.
But the Anne Frank Center said that he should be fired over this, and I understand what he was trying to say, that it was not within the confines of a gas chamber situation. But for him to even go there, whenever you mention Hitler's name, that's not a good thing.
Right. There's really nothing good that can come out of that comparison.
Yeah. Well,
right.
Once you say Hitler, okay, we're off and going.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So later on CNN, he says, frankly, I mistakenly used an inappropriate and insensitive reference to the Holocaust, for which, frankly, there is no comparison. For that, I apologize. It was a mistake to do that. My goal now and then was to stay focused on Assad, and I should have and will continue to make that stay in my lane when I talk about that. On top of everything else, it was the beginning of Passover. Just, you know, add a little bit more to that.
Yeah.
So, worst time.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not good timing, but there's, like, even worse timing.
And then, in that same appearance on CNN, he apparently misspoke one more time, saying that President Trump is trying to destabilize the Middle East. Shouldn't be saying that, really. Anyhow, he came back later on in the interview and said that the U.S. wants to bring stability to the region.
Okay. But
not a good day.
No.
Not a good day for
Sean. No.
President Trump told the Fox Business Network's Maria Bartiromo yesterday that he hasn't given up on tackling health care before focusing on tax reform. He said, we're going to have a phenomenal tax reform, but I have to do health care first. I want to do it first to really get it right. And we'll talk to Congressman Flores this morning. There seems to be a little sliver right there, little sliver, that Mark Meadows, who is leader of the House Freedom Caucus, he's a Republican from North Carolina, said they are close to an agreement on a plan to repeal the Affordable Care Act. So may well happen. He said he expects to hear back from Speaker Paul Ryan soon to see what happens there. But from that standpoint, the fact that there might be some sliver of hope that that would happen would make people feel good. But in the meantime, the leader of the free world out there today, is he?
He did have a few tweets. These actually come from yesterday, but after the show, he says, I explained to the president of China that a trade deal with the U.S. will be far better for them if they solve the North Korea problem. And then he continued with, North Korea is looking for trouble. If China decides to help, that would be great. If not, we'll solve the problem without them. USA. And then he had a shout out to Ron Estes. Ron Estes is running today for Congress in the great state of Kansas. A wonderful guy. I need his help on health care and tax cuts or reform.
And there we go. All right, Ron Estes won, by the way.
Those voicemails, those personalized voicemails, may have worked.
Yep. Anyway, he won by 8 points. And the thing that's interesting is they really, the reason that was an important litmus test was because this where the Democrats believe this is where we can have our first battleground. We can put our flag in the hill right here and say, we won this one.
Right.
Well, they didn't. So anyway, see what happens. They you know, Nancy, I think it was Hillary Clinton said last week that if the number of people, percentage of people in Texas would vote at the same percentage as the number of people in California would vote, in other words, if the voter turnout percentage-wise was the same, that Texas would be a Democrat state.
Right.
Yeah. Sure, Nancy.
Thanks. I really appreciate that. Anyway, so that's good news. And some bad news about Chris Christie. We don't have time to do that right now. It is Chit Chat Wednesday. Don't forget, we'll talk to, in addition to Congressman Flores, we'll talk to State Representative John Rainey and College Station Mayor Carl Mooney. That's coming up later on in the show.
You need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 15th, it's Range and Pasture Weed Control. Weeds and brush compete with forages for water, nutrients, sunlight, and space. Ranchers and hay producers can learn how to reduce the competition this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
They're related to our most popular fiber. They're cousins to cotton, yet they're among our most popular summertime flowers. As a group, they're all in the hibiscus camp, and it's as if they were designed just for Texas conditions. The hibiscus group of plants. I'll have details right after this message.
Homegrown goodness, that's what Mueller is all about. They've been producing quality steel buildings and metal roofing right here in Texas for more than 80 years. Now you can grow a Mueller greenhouse right in your own backyard. They're easy to assemble. Bolt-together greenhouses come in four sizes, from 6x9 to 12x18 feet. They feature a galvanized steel frame and more than 30 designer trim colors from which to choose. With hail-resistant polycarbonate panels, a lockable walk-in door, and windows, a Mueller greenhouse will let the sun shine in while protecting your plants year-round. Get a head start on spring. Don't let the winter chill destroy what you've worked hard to grow all season. Get a homegrown product from a Texas-grown company. Visit them online at MuellerInc.com or give them a call today at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER or MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com. Some hibiscus and their relatives are annuals, some are perennials, and still others are woody shrubs. One, that's okra, is even edible. But it won't be the focus of our spotlight. We're going to list some of the best of the hibiscus clan, and then you're going to head out to the garden center to buy them. This is a great time for planting. Let's start with Rose of Sharon, or Althea. This is the woodiest of the bunch. It's a deciduous shrub to 8 to 12 or 15 feet tall and wide, depending on the variety. It flowers in the late spring and early summer. It blooms sporadically through the rest of the summer. Depending on the variety, the flowers are single with five petals or double with multiple petals, and colors will include white, lavender, rose, and combinations of the three. Altheas are most common in older neighborhoods where they've been growing for decades. However, more and more gardeners are rediscovering them for urban gardens, and you'll commonly see them in the backs of perennial beds, also along property lines where they can screen and delineate boundaries. Then there are tropical hibiscus. These are also shrubs, but they will tolerate absolutely no freezing weather. As such, they should either be planted into the ground and allowed to freeze come winter, or kept in pots so they can be brought into the garden room or the greenhouse over the winter. They do not survive well in garages during the dark days of December and January. Tropical hibiscus have dark green glossy leaves and single or double flowers in brilliant shades of red, pink, white, yellow, orange, and lavender. Like all the members of the family, they bloom best in full sun. Keep them growing actively via regular watering and feeding to keep them producing flower buds constantly. Then we have hardy hibiscus, or mallows. These are gorgeous. They're winter hardy clear into Canada with immense flowers 8 to 10 inches across, always single and always in shades of red, pink, or white. They make large clumps. The tops die back to the ground each winter and then return the following spring. They're very coarse textured, so put them at the back of the garden. Hollyhocks are biennials. However, we also now have some annual types that will grow and bloom in the same season. They'll get 30 to 50 inches tall. They're beautiful, and their flowers are along vertical spikes. Turk's cap. If you want a strong-growing perennial that will brighten its part of the garden and drive the butterflies and hummingbirds wild, this is the one. It grows quickly to 4 to 5 feet tall, although there are dwarf forms available. There are ornamental cotton varieties. There's just a whole lot going on in the hibiscus clan. I'm Neil Sperry, Container Gardening, in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. Well, four Texas A&M pitchers combined to one hit the Abilene Christian Wildcats en route to an 8-1 Aggie victory yesterday evening on Olsen Field. Here's Coach Rob Childress on the win.
Proud of our guys. I mean, it wasn't sharp. We weren't real sharp early, but, you know, Turner made some big pitches, and, you know, we got things going from a defensive standpoint and didn't allow them to grab the lead. And felt like they had the momentum the first four or five innings. But, you know, just like that, with two outs and nobody on, Yancey puts the ball on the ground. They throw it away, a walk, and, you know, off we go, and we score our six runs with two outs. And the fifth and sixth inning, we're able to run away from them.
Braden Shoemake highlighted the Aggie offense, going 3-for-4 with two runs, three RBI, and one stolen base. Next up, the Aggs hit the road for a three-game set with the Alabama Crimson Tide starting tomorrow. First pitch is set for 6 p.m., and you can hear the games on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. For A&M women's basketball, senior Curtis Knox was named team MVP at the 2017 Texas A&M women's basketball banquet yesterday inside the Hall of Champions at Kyle Field. Knox earned the team MVP award after leading the nation in assists this season, setting both the Texas A&M and SEC records for assists. Meanwhile, the number 21 A&M women's golf team finished tied for second at the Brickyard Collegiate on Tuesday, marking the Aggies' seventh top five finish of the season. Four Aggies finished in the tournament's top 25. Texas A&M has now finished first or second in four of their nine tournaments this season and has finished sixth or better in eight of nine tournaments. In college football, Mississippi State's spring game ended on a sour note Saturday following the ejection of safety Jonathan Abram following his cheap shot on teammate Benny Braswell. Tracking a fumbled option pitch, Abram hit Braswell above the shoulders at full speed with no regard for the defenseless player. Mississippi State coach Dan Mullen whistled for a targeting flag and ejected Abram after the play. The Bulldogs called the scrimmage soon after. In Major League Baseball,
and it's a squeeze play. It's bunted up the first base line. It is a fair ball. Maven scores, and the game is over. The ball stops halfway between home and first, resting on the dirt and the edge of the infield grass.
Carlos Perez's squeeze bunt in the 10th inning capped another comeback for the Los Angeles Angels, who scored three times in the 9th before going on to beat the Texas Rangers 6-5 last night. The Rangers led 5-0 through 6 innings. Game 2 is tonight at Angel Stadium. First pitch is scheduled for 9 p.m., and you can catch that game over on The Zone as well. Meanwhile, in Seattle, George Springer hit his fourth leadoff home run of the season. Evan Gattis had a bases-loaded pinch-hit double, and the Houston Astros beat the Seattle Mariners 7-5 last night. The rubber match for the series is tonight in Seattle. First pitch is at 9:10 p.m. In the NBA, Gary Harris scored 20 points and the Denver Nuggets beat the Dallas Mavericks 109-91 last night. The Mavs, of course, honored retiring quarterback Tony Romo as a ceremonial player last night as well. Here's Romo on what he liked most about participating.
I love the coaching aspect, to see how they kind of talk to the players. And then, you know, for me, a lot of it too is just the interaction with the guys. It's a special group of guys they have, and, you know, they're a talented group that's just going to get better and better over these years.
Apparently, if Mavericks owner Mark Cuban had his way, Romo would not only have dressed for last night's game, he would have found his way onto the court. However, when Cuban brought the idea to NBA Commissioner Adam Silver, Silver told Cuban the contract would not be honored, which killed the idea, but didn't stop the Mavericks from honoring the former Dallas Cowboys quarterback. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Achoo!
Allergies acting up? It could be that time of the year. Don't let allergens in. For a cleaner, healthier home environment, call Barker's Heating and Cooling about a Lennox Healthy Climate Indoor Air Quality System. And as a premier Lennox dealer, they have a wide range of options for year-long comfort. Now through March 31st, purchase a 16-SEER complete system and get a Lennox Pure Air Purification System free. Call 979-314-0618 or online at barkerservices.com for details. License TACLA 28101C.
You know, you need to remember it's pretty easy to get spoiled when you've got Suddenlink bringing your entertainment to you pretty much where you want it and certainly when you want it. They've got video on demand that has literally tons of hours for you to be able to watch shows that maybe you used to hear your friends talk about and you decided, well, I'll watch it sometime. Now's the time that you can do that because it's there and it's stored by Suddenlink so that you can watch it when you want to. And they also are adding new movies every month and new events every month. And now's a great time for you to take over the control of what you watch, where you watch it, and when you watch it, because you can get the power from Suddenlink. It's Suddenlink's triple play. And today you can get for $79.99 50 meg internet, TV with up to 200 channels, and phone, all yours for $79.99. Call 877-694-9474. Stop by the local office. They're located at 4114 East 29th Street. Suddenlink, more power to you. And it's a limited offer. Remember, the price excludes taxes, fees, surcharges, restrictions apply. You can see all the information on the offer at suddenlink.com.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
When you drive a Toyota Tundra, you escape to another world. A world where tweeting is for the birds and the smell of pine doesn't come from a can of air freshener. A place where hunting doesn't require a controller, where the only social networking sites are campfires. And when you like something, you say it instead of tapping it. In this world, your world, connection is something that's made with other humans, not routers. Sunsets are viewed without filters, the cloud only stores rain, and the best searching is done without hashtags.
Dad, look, over here.
Visit this world in the fully capable Toyota Tundra. Built here, lives here.
Qualified lessees can lease a dependable new 2017 Special Edition Double Cab Tundra for $359 a month for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and at 5117. Assembled in Texas with U.S. and globally sourced parts.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Let's have a look at the weather. Brought to you this morning by your Nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. The Kilgore Insurance Group. Contact them at 776-1900. Or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Foggy out there this morning, so make sure you allow yourself a little extra time. About 80 for a high temperature today. Be cloudy most of the day. About 81 or so as sunshine returns on Thursday. It'll be sunny through the weekend with highs in the 80s. 58 now. WTA.